Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Satyr Seduction. This file is a little dangerous, a temptation for anyone not strong enough to resist. For a spirit can be devious, mischievous. It's not that they have any ill intent, quite the opposite. They want to feel good, and they want you to feel good. And sometimes, if you're lucky or unlucky enough to encounter one in the wild, they might tempt you into more fun than you can handle. More than one person has been lost in the forest this way. Stories tell of certain paths that you shouldn't take after sunset. Tales shared between people tell of certain corners in the forest, empty places that shouldn't be explored. Others warn you of lights floating in the sky as flickering bugs beautifully dance in the air, tempting wary wanderers from stepping off the path. The paths in the forest are there for a reason. The roads through them well traveled and generally safe. Why did you decide to explore that day? Did you not notice that the sun in the distance was slowly beginning to set? Did you forget the different stories and tales, the folklore and fantasies that had been shared with you in the past? Maybe you'd forgotten. Maybe you never listened. It had been there all around you, and yet, now, it is time for you to imagine. I wonder if you can easily see all the different trees, old, strong, moss, leaves, branches, and a thin path leading down between them. Something called you here. I wonder what it was, and yet I know it doesn't matter. Something called you deeper, to wander in the forest, a song perhaps. The strange earthy sounds of a wood instrument, a beautiful melody far into the distance, a hint of curiosity calling you forward. But the more you ventured further, the less clear the direction of the sound became. Sometimes it seemed so easily distinguished from the rest of the sounds of the forest. Even through the sound, the tweeting of the birds, the singing of their own song, you could still easily hear the flute in the distance. And you would know that you're heading straight for it. Other times, it was almost like the sound was all around you, coming from the side, then behind, maybe above you. Were you being played with? It's possible. Some people would turn around at this stage. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. By now you're already so deep in the forest that turning around would undoubtedly lead you even further along the path that is already chosen for you. Forest spirits can be very playful and nice, seeking satisfaction, fun, play. You have to be careful, though. They can be awfully tempting. The song was so beautiful, the sound so enchanting. Sometimes you thought you could hear the rustle of the leaves, the cracking of a twig, but when you looked, you thought you saw maybe a deer or something else running away from your presence. There was a clearing, and by now the sun had almost set. The deep orange hue of the sky, almost like fire above the trees. The beautiful deep green, old and strong, all around you. And then fireflies, twinkling lights like living stars dancing, inviting you into the clearing, asking you to step forward. The closer you got, the more active the fireflies became. Their strange patterns and rhythms, the flickering lights, fascinating for your eyes, hypnotizing for your mind, enchanting for the place. There was a strange sound behind you, the crack of a twig, the fireflies skittering away and spreading into the forest, their lights disappearing between the trees, almost as if they snap you out of the entranced state you're in. When you look around, you don't see anything, but there's a voice, sweet as honey, deep as a tree. Lost, are you? I guess I could help. Then again, maybe we could have some fun. A shadow, a simple silhouette of a man, no, not a man, something else, the legs were wrong, tall, powerful, animalistic. It was only then that you noticed the scent. Beyond the smell of moss and tree and earth, there's an incredible, musky, vivid scent. The dark hairs covering those animal legs like goats. The skin tanned as well. The face sort of almost human, horns sticking out from curly hair. An instrument in their hands, a pan flute, pure and simple, made of the most basic materials. And yet, it is the glint in those eyes that draw all your attention to them. Something very alive, mischievous, naughty, daring. Something in those eyes is like a playful flame. Do you want to play? A sudden movement and they ran past you. The strange creature, your mind telling you that it is a satyr, rushed past you as fast as any deer. Their steps so quick that before you know it, you already lost sight of it, them, him. It was difficult to know what to call. And yet, something in your body wanted. The smell that they left behind was intoxicating, almost overpoweringly wild. There was a hint of something unfamiliar in it, but most of it just smelled of lust. Of an animal in heat, a creature craving. Between the trees, the music continued for a while, the dancing lights returning before your very eyes, hypnotizing you even more. The voice returned, whispering in your ear, "Enjoying yourself, are you?" You could hear the smile on their lips, the teasing. Something about your body was changing. Before, it could almost have been cool, but warmth was beginning to spread. Something in the smell, the sound, the feeling of their wild presence. These forest spirits are very, very intense. attuned to the most base desires, cravings, and need. And few people are capable of withstanding the calling of their carnal cravings. I wonder if you knew that satyrs loved the hunt, the tease, the temptation. Do you want to follow me? Even in this twilight, those eyes were so vivid, their darker skin making this intense contrast with their bright white edges. And then there was some hint of yellow, and it was difficult to make out everything, an inner glow behind their eyes seemed to entice you, and the more you looked at those eyes, the more difficult it was to remember exactly how they looked. You could see a grin as they raised the instrument once more and started playing a song right in front of you, and began to dance. The dance was strange and wild, intense and animalistic, and above all, inviting. Enchanting. So sweet, like honey. And yet, there was this rhythm, as if drums were playing deep in the forest. Did you realize it was your own heart keeping? Their dance moved your body forward step by step, leading you deeper into where you shouldn't be going. Each step seemed to make the music louder, the beating more intense. The complete surrender of your mind more inevitable. Each step pulled you further, invited you in, and the dancing just continued. The dancing pulled you down. And as you followed, enchanted by the sound and tranced by the movements, I wonder if you noticed that you had slowly begun to undress, to expose yourself to the wonderful elements of the forest, to get closer and closer to the feelings, the sensations, to make them more real, more intense, more powerful. Item after item was left behind you, discarded as you slowly, inevitably left behind your old life. Every step pulled you deeper, every dance made you more and more in heat, like an animal, a creature and a dance began to bubble in your mind. There was a rhythm, a sound, a song, a harmony with what a satyr was playing. Maybe there was another one behind you. Maybe there were even more playing with your mind. It was difficult to tell, impossible to know. But you began to dance. The dancing filled your body, filled your mind. Every part grew inside of you. It was difficult to tell if it started in your fingertips or somewhere in the center of your body, if your eyes had been open this whole time or closed in blissful blankness. It was as if you were stimulated along every part of your skin. Every piece of the surface tingling with a need and a burning flame dancing alongside it. Such a beautiful and intense dance. It was building up, a release, an explosion, a surrender. You knew that if you were to give in, you would never return to the normal human world. But you had to. You had to dance, had to move, had to feel building up, feeling the fire deep inside, dancing along your skin and tempting you from within, making you knead with a flame, a warmth, a dream, a drift in your own desire. Slowly it increased. The dancing around you, how many were there? It wasn't important. It all was centered on you. You were the sacrifice, but also the victory. You were the crown and the seed. You were the center and the need. There was a build-up, a strange, possible, improbable, beautiful build-up. As everything swirled together, 9, built together, 8, moved together, 7, danced together, 6, edged together, 5, got moved together, 4, burned together, 3, surrendered together, 2, gave themselves together, 1, fell together, come. The feelings slowed down, the rhythm melted away. Something was offered to you. A hollowed out horn with a strange liquid. It smelled sweet. A beautiful, vibrant color. And the first sip made it clear to be pure. The food of the gods, spirits, an invitation to the final step. As you took and absorbed, as you surrendered and gave. After the horn, it was time to let yourself be carried to another place. The one that invited you turned around and offered its back for you to sit on. You would be carried, taken, deeper and deeper into the forest. Such a rush to feel the trees whiz by as every single step of its powerful legs took you deeper. You could feel the liquid making you sleepy, drowsy, drifting, and the scent of this animalistic spirit filled your body. Part of you would never return, taken deep into the forest, changed into one of them, one of the spirits. Next time, maybe you are one of those that trick, tease, tempt other travelers. Maybe the spirit you met was a part of you from before. The forest is full of secrets, and the deepest depths can never be reached by mortal men. You have been taken beyond the veil, surrendered into a different existence, into the thin place. As thin as a mirror, as a reflection, and yet as deep as the wonderful intensity of life itself. Maybe it will inspire. Perhaps it will give some back. And yet you know that part of you has been taken. Steps back home are the hardest. The adventure, the fantasy, the dream, perhaps. Would you ever know for sure? Would anyone believe you? And would you be able to resist dreaming about it again and again with the fire, the energy, the desire burning again and again? One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Probably. It was no more than a dream.